Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here with the wonderful movie critic and, to me, the best entertainment reporter out there. You know, her work from Rotten Tomatoes and so much more. She's got a tremendous following for one reason and one reason only. She's very, very good at what she does. Grace Randolph is our very special guest. Grace, how are you?
Oh, great. What a wonderful introduction. Thank you so much.
Well, listen, it's wonderful to talk to you again. We've had you on a couple times and always thrilled to have you. But usually we're under different circumstances. Because, of course, there's never been circumstances like this. Is there anything historically that we could look at and said, yeah, I mean, World War II, they continued to make movies. 9/11, they continue to make movies. Is this unprecedented?
Definitely. It's never happened and no one ever thought that it would happen. It just came totally out of left field that everything would shut down like this. I mean, just remember, just about 2 months ago, we were reading the stories out of China and being like, oh, that's too bad. Never would have thought that it would have had come here.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it. When you're filming, you need to kiss. You need to hug. You need to fight. You need to shake hands. You need to be next to each other. Social distancing doesn't work unless you got one man movies going on. Is there anything going on? I mean, is there any major studio or studio, some large independent out there that are concentrating on making movies still as this is going on?
The only thing that's able to, there are two things that can move forward. Movies in post-production can be edited from home. For instance, James Gunn is editing the Suicide Squad sequel from his house. Also VFX work. I know Godzilla versus Kong, they're doing all the post work separately. And then also animation. Animation's moving ahead. These things all have to move very slowly because it's hard for them to test and take a look at things on the big screen, but they're doing what they can from home to at least not fall too far behind. But those are the two things, post visual effects and animation.
Now, what about, I mean, even when you get these out, who could see them? I mean, you got to do a streaming type situation. And put it out on Netflix or put it out somewhere. I mean, right? Are there places in the country that have no bans on? Well, I mean, even if they did, it wouldn't be enough to sustain a major budget. So, what is the plan as far as release?
Well, Hollywood is very reluctant to break up the very, you know, it's extremely profitable to do the model that they currently have. But as you said, this is unprecedented, and nobody knows how long it's going to last. Movie theaters are thinking they're going to come back in August. But there was a poll that Variety did yesterday that said that half of moviegoers said it would take a couple of months after that for them to feel comfortable to go to a crowded theater.
Yeah.
So I think what's going to happen is that if you get another extension after April 30th of sheltering in place, they'll start to break down and release movies.
You know, there's...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Just really quickly, I wanted to say also on April 10th, the first one, unless Universal changes their mind, Universal will release Trolls World Tour direct to homes on April 10th. So that'll be a big test for Hollywood as well to see how that goes.
Now, what does direct to homes mean? Does that mean Netflix or some over-the-top outlet?
Oh, no, it does not. It would mean for a price point. Wherever you buy movies for rent, for purchase. You know, like for instance, where Onward just came out.
Yeah.
Wherever you were able to buy Onward, you would be able to buy Trolls World Tour.
I got you. Okay. Yeah. So, in other words, a pay-per-view type situation.
Yes. And we don't know what the price point would be because it never hit theaters. So it could be a little bit more than $20 because it's going direct to home.
Yeah, well, I mean, people, I imagine people are going to pay it. It'll be an interesting situation to watch. And again, we're making history every time something new happens, and it's
exactly.
All new. We're going to see how it all goes. Grace Randolph is our very special guest. She's a wonderful movie critic and entertainment reporter. And again, you know her work from Rotten Tomatoes and so many other places. We're going to get all her information before we go. Where to follow her? Her social media is incredible, and she's always on top of everything. Frank McKay here with Grace Randolph. You know, there's an old expression that that content is king, but distribution is King Kong. Right now, for filmmakers and TV producers, showrunners. What's the best over the top situation for them to get into? Are they all the same, or at least the top ones, Hulu and Amazon and Netflix, are they all the same, or is one considered more highly touted to get your release on than the others?
Oh, well, those are all now owned by studios. So everybody's retreated to their own quarters. So Disney movies will go to Disney Plus. Netflix, Paramount just sold The Lovebirds, the Issa Rae, Kumail Nanjiani comedy, to Netflix. Netflix has set a release date, but it'll air on Netflix instead of going to theaters like it was originally supposed to. But interestingly, this month to April, Quibi launches, which is like supposed to be a pay for YouTube. But it's like a YouTube, it's 10-minute content. But there's a 90-day free trial, so you can try it. And then also Peacock, NBC's streaming service, Peacock launches in April. And then in May, they haven't specified a date yet, but HBO Max, Warner Brothers streaming service, will launch.
Now, were these all in motion prior to the coronavirus outbreak, or is COVID-19 precipitating all of this?
No, actually, they were all planned to release, and they're very nervous if people are going to want it, because people are tightening their belts. A lot of people are furloughed. Some people have unfortunately been unemployed. And so the question is, you're already paying for Netflix. You're already paying for Disney Plus. You're already paying for HBO, maybe through your cable provider. Are you going to want to pay for an additional service?
Yeah, well, let me just remind everyone, we got a couple moments left with Grace Randolph, and she is the queen of the movie critics. And her Beyond the Trailer is just tremendous. You got to subscribe to this. It's just wonderful. She has over 660 million views, if I have that right. And she's absolutely terrific. Can you give us all the best ways to follow what you're doing? Give us social media and your sites and everywhere people should be following what you're doing.
Oh, yes. I would really appreciate it. I'm still putting out videos during this time. I'm reviewing what's coming out, what is coming out, and I'm covering all the news stories about the delays and what's happening. You can find me on YouTube under Beyond the Trailer, and then you can also follow me on Twitter at Grace Randolph.
Listen, great job as always. Thank you very much for being here. I know it's crazy times for everyone. You be safe, your family and friends all be safe. And Grace Randolph, thank you very much for being here.
You too as well. You be stay safe.
Grace Randolph, everyone, is the queen of the movie critics. She is absolutely terrific. And again, Beyond the Trailer is a great place to go. She's got, I think, 840,000 subscribers on that, which is just unheard of. I mean, she's absolutely terrific. She is the Siskel and Ebert of modern day, and always thrilled to have her. And she is, you kind of hate to single out, but they promote her as the top female movie reviewer of all time. And, she's absolutely that in my book, and she's terrific. A movie critic and entertainment reporter, Grace Randolph, has been our very special guest. And some of the things we spoke about are, you know, high on my list, as we speak to all types of actors and entertainers, and it's much different for musicians nowadays than it is actors. Like I said, you when you're shooting a TV show, you're shooting a movie, there's no kissing, right? You can't kiss somebody with the coronavirus going on. You can't social distance and fight. You can't hug. You can't handshake. You can't very difficult to shoot a film. And as she said, you know, the post-production things that have been shot in the past, maybe there's an opportunity, and I didn't have an opportunity, I didn't think of it, to ask her, but maybe there's an opportunity for people who shot films and then got shot down, so to speak, by not getting it picked up. Maybe films like that have a second life. Not maybe, I'm sure that's going to happen. So for filmmakers out there that just haven't had the opportunity to get made because they had so much competition, any footage that they have, if they produce it now and they post-produce it and get it ready, those are the type of things that could benefit. Those are the type of projects, I should say, that could benefit at a time like this. And again, films and TV shows have you know, been in production for years that haven't gotten made, and they haven't gotten proper distribution. And if you know, now is the time, you know, where they can get a Netflix deal or an Amazon deal. Frank McKay signing off. Grace Randolph has been our very special guest. We'll see you all next time on Breaking It Down.